I'm Richard Morris with MAF Learning Technologies, and I'm here with Alan Carrington from the University of Adelaide, Australia. We've spent today at Bethany College of Missions, and I'm talking now with Carol Freeman. And Carol, hi Carol.
Hello.
Carol is your Director of Student Mentoring. That's not a term that I've heard before in the context of a college. Would you like to tell us more about that?
Yes, we were looking for a way to do student life or student services in a way that would be integrated in the dorm life as well as in the classroom and any work-study program they might be in, but take it to another level so that their whole life is involved in turning their hearts towards one another in relationship, meaningful relationships with one another in the dorm, and also a real personal walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just get religion, not just head knowledge, but they know God because they walk with Him. And so to take the head knowledge from the classrooms, what the teacher is giving out, and practical experience they may have in a workplace, but integrating that also with who they're talking with late at night, what internet sites they're going to late at night, what they're doing with their thought life throughout the day, throughout the night. And oftentimes people don't start opening up about what's really going on inside until late at night. Their defenses are down a little bit and they just want to get real. And they do that in the dorm. And so we brought a whole new aspect to our college called the mentoring program.
So tell us more, Carol, about how you implement that in the life of a student at the college.
So we recruit recent alumni of the college to agree to volunteer their work for 1 year at a shot, and they, in exchange for room and board and training in how to disciple and develop leaders of their students, they volunteer 40 hours a week in living in the dorms with the students and eating meals with them. So throughout the day, the weekends, evenings, they are in the students' lives in those very social hours, the hours that aren't overseen by any boss or teacher, work supervisor. They're kind of the free hours, and a lot of the students' real philosophies of life are developed by their peers in those times. So those mentors are assigned eight, more or less, anywhere from 6 to 10 students to live, and they're strategically placed in rooms right around the mentor's room, and so that they all live in a community that's right next to each other. And they eat their meals in the student cafeteria as well. And once a week, this mentor meets with each student individually, at least for an hour, sometimes they go longer, and challenges that student. Where do you want to be in the end of 4 months with your walk with God? Where do you want to be with your relationships with other people? Where do you want to be with your health, your eating habits, your study habits, anything that's going on in your life? What can I pray for you for? And then they also do cell groups.
So, Carol, is this something that is optional for the student, or is this something that's part of the program?
This is part of the program. It is required, yes.
Okay. Alan, answer.
My question is the mentor and the mentee, if I may put it that way.
Yes.
Your mentee is part of his program. The mentoring is part of a program, or is that volunteer?
The people we recruit.
For mentor.
The people we recruit for being mentors are volunteers.
Yep.
Because they're already done with the program.
Okay, can I ask you the question then? What change do you see in the mentors after how long do they do this? A year?
1 year.
1 year.
They do it for 1 year.
A minute. Okay, so you see change in the mentors?
Oh, huge.
What do you think is the best outcome out of mentor the mentors?
The way I recruit the mentors is you're planning a career in missions. Every missionary I know has been a leader in some degree, in some capacity. And so you need to learn leadership. You've probably heard lectures. You've probably been assigned books to read on leadership, great books. But there's nothing like doing it to really experience it.
And the mentees, they have any problems with authority?
Oh my, yes. We have all types. There's some who come in and they just love to, someone to talk to, and they just tell them everything. And there's others like, mentor, why would I need a mentor? My life's not screwed up. I'm fine. And they're not in a posture of learning. They're in a posture of, I'm self-sufficient, thank you. Don't need anybody else. And gradually those walls come down as they realize they need each other and they're not going to make it without help.
How long has this program been in existence?
7 years. This is the seventh year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So over that period, what changes, overall changes in the students and the quality of those graduates have you seen as a result of this program?
Yeah. Prior to this, sometimes we would get students who came from Christian homes or particularly religious homes coming in, and they could speak Christianese, they could speak in religious terms, and they knew how to check the boxes and cross their T's, and they could get through the program. Some of them didn't really have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Most of them did, but not always. And they had no message to give overseas as missionaries. They had no reason for going as a missionary. And so now it's such a personalized discipling of the students, meeting each week with them one-on-one, living in the dorm with them, having a cell group together for 2 hours every week, the same group, that anybody who comes here who's just putting out their cigarettes and disposing of their beer bottles before they come on campus, these people either get Jesus in that first term or they can't stand it here and they're gone. And so we are working on radical discipleship. We look at all things from what you do with your free time, what kind of movies you go to, like how is that going to help you in your walk with the Lord? What kind of things are you looking at on your internet sites? What are you surfing at late at night when the doors are closed? We talk about all of those things, not to expose, not to shame, not to dismiss them, but to say, hey, is that really what you want to do?
Well, I can see why this plays a critical part in these students' experience. So, Carol, thank you very much for spending the time with us. I know there's a lot more we could talk about. Thank you.